And now we have the deputy leader of Woking Council on the phone, Mr. Yes. Will Forster.
Will Forster's with us. Morning, Will. Good to speak to you.
Morning, John. Morning, Matt. Good to be with you.
Yeah, really good to have you on the programme. And we wanted to get you on because we saw on your social media and in the news locally a story involving the industrial estate on Goldsworth Road and a plan to demolish every building. So just to sort of set the scene, do you want to tell us exactly where this industrial estate is in Woking?
Yeah, sure. So earlier this week, Woking Borough Council announced they're going to demolish the Goldsworth Road industrial estate and revamp it. The industrial estate is opposite the Surrey History Centre, yep. So near Morrison's.
I think we've all probably driven past it many times.
Yes, so I think most residents of Woking know where it is. Now, we've announced plans to revamp it and demolish it. We want to demolish the old buildings and rebuild the industrial estate. So it's still an industrial estate because we think there's a lot of demand for that. But it needs to be more modern, more energy efficient. At the moment, it's really really inefficient for energy. And it's so inefficient that actually government rules means it'll have to close by 2026. That would be awful for the council's finances of not having income, and that would be awful for businesses in Woking. Okay. So we want to improve it.
So I guess it's a case of, you know, doing that work now rather than waiting for 2026 when you're sort of forced, your hands sort of forced on the matter.
Yeah, completely, yeah. And that's the last thing we want to do. As probably your viewers know and your listeners know, Woking Borough Council is in a huge financial struggle and predicament. The Lib Dems and I, when we took over the council last year, we've inherited a huge amount of debt. We can't afford to lose any income. So actually redeveloping this industrial estate will protect our income for the future and improve Woking's business offer.
So I remember when I went to school locally at the Goldsworth School, as it was, where the History Centre is now, and sort of seeing that building. But how old are these buildings, do we know?
So most of them are from the 60s and 70s. Some are a bit more modern, some are even older than that. So it's been an industrial estate for ages. Across the road, there was the old dairy.
Yes.
Which is now flat. So this is sort of a very old part of Woking that I think as the rest of the town has improved, this hasn't. And we need to improve it for everyone's benefit.
So roughly how many businesses are currently using it and will then be affected by the redevelopment? Or is there actually no one in there right now?
No, there are quite a few businesses there now. That's one of the reasons why we want to keep it as light industrial units. The Woking Chamber of Commerce and other groups are really keen for this to stay light industrial. They say there's a huge demand, and they're right. There's quite a lot of businesses in the moment. What we've announced this week is for a planning permission, a planning application to agree the principle of the development. Mm-hmm. Next steps will be how the council would support businesses, where they would move whilst this redevelopment is happening.
That was so going to be my next question. What happens to them?
So, yeah, I'm afraid, John, I can't answer everything right now, but we need to get agreement on the principle of the redevelopment, the principle of the development. Once we've done that, other things can follow.
Okay, so plan permission has been submitted now and been sort of validated by the council. Is there a sort of a consultation period for local residents to have their say on this? Or
yes, there is. And I think if anyone has got some concerns or if anyone's supportive, they can have their say in the next 3 weeks. Mm. Particularly, it will go to Woking Borough Council's planning committee for them to make a final decision on is this development appropriate or not.
Yeah, and of course, you know, this for many, if you're coming in from St John's area, you know, that's kind of one of the first things you see as you sort of approach Woking Town Centre. And I always find, Will, that, you know, with the new buildings, the towers and everything else that we've got in town, you know, you see sort of some of the older buildings and they kind of look quite tarred compared to the new buildings. So it's something I definitely think needs to be done. And of course, you know, it backs onto the Basingstoke Canal as well. So, you know, it's quite an important concern there to make sure it's, you know, pleasing to look at for people walking in it from that side.
I think that's, you've outlined it really well. It doesn't look the best at the moment. It needs to look better. It needs to be appropriate for the town. I'm supporting this application, but I'm really keen to hear from residents. That's why they should submit them submit any comments on the planning application. From the residents I've spoken to, they've gone, it's a really good idea that you're keeping the industrial unit. I think the first thing some people will hear when we're going to redevelop this site is it's going to be flats and offices and houses. Well, no, we really want to keep this type of work in Woking Town Centre.
Yeah, so it's just taking what you've got and, you know, replacing it with buildings that are more efficient and more sort of fit for the future, but keeping that industrial element, which is really important. So the neighbourhood consultation runs until, I believe, the 7th of June. How long do we know how long it would take, you know, if it all gets passed and planned? How long will it sort of take for, you know, demolition and rebuilding and everything to take place?
Well, we would want it all up and running well before 2026 deadline. Yeah. We don't want to lose income. We don't want to have businesses impacted. So I'm hopeful that in the autumn, the early autumn, a planning committee will make a decision, and then the council will consider a business case how to manage this. There is a question mark of whether the council do the redevelopment themselves or they work with someone else. The council has not got endless money, I think it's fair to say, but it's really important that we keep these businesses in the town, and we have an offer to businesses in the town, and we keep this income.
I guess you'll have to also work with the things that are also around it, like the History Centre and Morrison's and things, so that they're not too impacted while other building work goes on, which is a bit of a juggle, I assume.
I think the challenge would be the demolition more than the redevelopment and the building itself. Demolition is, by definition, can be a bit more disruptive, a bit noisier. But obviously, this is why there's a consultation.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be community consultation to make sure people are aware of what's going to happen.
Yes, keeping residents informed is really important. So, remind us then, if people locally have views and want to sort of get their points across, how do we take part in the consultation?
So go on to the council website. It's really quick and easy to have your say. Go on to the council's planning department and search for Goldsworth Road Industrial Estate is the quickest and easiest one, rather than me read out the planning reference number.
Yeah.
If you want to have your say, do let the council know whether you're supportive or against, for them to ensure your views are taken into account.
Brilliant. Well, we await with interest to see how this unfolds and sort of developments there. Thank you now for coming and telling us about it.
That's all right. Have a good Sunday morning.
You too. Thank you.